hottest player in the comp, hottest team in the comp. 7 wins in a row to the Lions. They're bound for top two. You'd think they've got, not that Lachie Neal's going to say this, but they've got the Suns this week, so they need a bit of percentage. And Lachie Neal, the Brownlow Medal favourite, joins us. Welcome to you, Lachie. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
It's been just a delight to watch you this year. I know that there's been all this, you know, where you were, what happened in the past, but, gee, haven't you made 2019 your year?
Oh, I think as a footy club, it's really exciting. We've built something pretty special, and it started well before my time at the footy club, and it's a credit to the organisation as to how well we're going, because clearly they were coming from a long way back a couple of years ago, and as soon as I walked through the doors, I could tell that this club was going places, and I could really see it on the field last year, and that's sort of why I decided to join the footy club, so I could see some success in the near future, and it's probably come a little bit quicker than even I expected, but I'm really glad to be in this position.
It has been a rapid build, and we were earlier in the year on the couch comparing the Carlton rebuild to the Brisbane Lions rebuild, and your ascension to a power, if you like, in probably the third, maybe the fourth year of the rebuilders has been quite phenomenal. You have had a good run with injury. I mean, you've got to take that into consideration, I guess, but there must be a lot of players that you're playing with that are better players than you thought they were when you played against them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a few guys that have surprised me, and I think a couple already established names, but they've still surprised me. One, Dane Zorko, with his defensive attributes. I knew he was a gun player, and quite often saw him rack up 30 or 35 touches and kick a few goals, but he's probably turned into one of the best defensive mids in the competition with his tackle pressure, his pressure on the ball carrier, and just his defensive running. It really complements our midfield so well. And the other one that's really surprised me is Mitch Robinson. I knew he was a hard cat and hard at the footy and hard at the man, but I feel like he's elevated his game to another level as well, and probably a little bit of a different role, playing mostly on a wing. But his game has been unbelievable, and his form's super, and it deserved a 2-year contract, which he signed the other day.
Hey, Lachie, there were some doubts on Brisbane when you lost to Carlton. I remember Ed Curnow went to you, shut you down, and suddenly everyone thought, and then Carlton got on a roll, everyone thought, maybe Brisbane's depth isn't quite there yet. Yesterday's game, you know, Jackson McRae has 45, Bontempelli 35, you know, Dunkley 31. Your highest possession winner was 25, Jared Berry. So just the evenness of this group, have you seen it develop even over the last 7 or 8 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. And we touched on that probably after that Carlton game as well, that we didn't want to rely on one bloke in there. And guys have really stepped up. Jared Lyons has had a great back half to the year. As you said, Jared Berry had a couple of injury issues earlier in the year, but he's starting to really find his feet. And Hugh McCluggage has had a super consistent year too. And as I touched on, Mitch and Zorks through that midfield as well. We've got a number of guys that can hurt you at any given time. And it's been proven throughout this year. I think even before that Carlton game, it was pretty even contribution. But yeah, it's something that we've really focused on.
Carlton game came at a good time, and clearly through the bye, Chris Fagan had a look at things you were doing, and you're doing a hell of a lot right. But you've even gone slower with your ball movement, playing on a lot less and going even wider than you were, which is interesting because at the moment you've got the Cats getting whacked for not playing on quicker, and yet it seems that when you guys were moving the ball more quickly and when they move the ball more quickly, you can be forced into errors.
Yeah, exactly. I think the smarter that you are with your ball use, the better defensively you get set up as well. And earlier in the year, we were still scoring at a pretty good rate, but we were turning the ball over and teams were slicing us back the other way without much defence to come through. So we still want to take the game on when it's there, but we've probably just gotten a bit smarter with our use. And when there are no options, we don't try and force it as much. And we can take that long down the line. Our tools have been really solid in creating a contest, and our mids, forwards and half-backs have sort of had real predictability as to where the ball's going to go, so we can get the right numbers and the balance there to work the ball through. And defences play pretty high, so if we win that long down the line ball, we've got some real weapons up forward, not only our smalls in Charlie Cameron and Link McCarthy, a couple of others, but the tools are quite quick and agile as well. We've obviously got Eric Hipwood, who moves really well on the ground. So that's probably been a really, really good move by us, just to smarten up our ball movement.
I'd like to get Lloydie's view first, Lockie, before I get yours. But, Lloydie, you played in some premierships. Yeah. And they've got a really tough couple of weeks coming up, Geelong and Richmond. It's different now with the bye, but do you reckon you're better off playing the harder sides in the lead-up or the soft kills?
I'd rather play one of each. Would probably be nice, right, Jared, but I think the harder sides is just to get a real test of where you're at. You wouldn't want any other way, would you, Lockie?
No, I think it's going to be a really good test for us. We come up against two of the best teams in the competition in the last 2 weeks, and I'm really excited by that. But first, we've got a game against Gold Coast this week, who, after a couple of pretty poor results, they'll be itching to get at us and really serve it up to us, which we know they can. So we're going to get through this week first.
The Gabatoir, I reckon, is probably a better stadium than you ever thought it could possibly be. The crowds have come back, and the roar is amplified in that ground.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super loud, and as you said, I didn't expect that at all. Our supporters and members have been absolutely fantastic in showing up, and it hasn't just been at the Gabba games. We've had fans rock up in Melbourne in full voice, and you can certainly hear them there as well in our games in Victoria. And but on the Gabba, it really has turned into a bit of a fortress for us, and hopefully we can keep that going. I think we've lost one game there this year, which was a poor outing against Collingwood, but our fans have been fantastic in showing up in big numbers as well, which the Gabba hasn't seen for a long time.
Lockie Neal with us, Brisbane Lions superstar. Before we let you go, Lockie, quick update on Dane Zorko's hamstring. Will he miss a week?
I'm not too sure. I think he had scans today. He was hopeful that he might be okay, but there's been no update from our end just yet, so he'll probably check in tomorrow and find out a bit more, but they'll probably leave it to the last minute to see if he can get up. But I'd assume if there's anything in the scan, they wouldn't risk him this week.
And have you been brave enough to let Mitch Robinson cut your hair?
No, my wife's a hairdresser, so I think I'd be in the bad book if I let Mitch cut my hair.
Yeah, as they say, never cheat on your hairdresser. Lockie Neal, you've emphasised that point big time by that answer. Thanks for your time. Great to have you on, and we'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.